Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance needs the cover of October skies.
We're back. It's 12 after.
All the leaves on the trees are falling.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. My website is www.jbsba.com. And whatever you do, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget all the other things you can do at my site, too, as well, like listening to hundreds, actually thousands of archives, reading hundreds of articles. And there's a motivational minute there that'll get you going every day. It's a new little motivational thought that's on the homepage right there on the right side of the front page information. And that front page section, each one of those links to a new article every week, a different article on each topic, each one of those, I guess, a couple of dozen topics every week, including some of the surveys. Every month we change. We have two different small business surveys that are there. So check those out when you get a chance. I want to introduce you to Chester Elton, who's a co-author along with Adrian Gostick of a book called A Carrot a Day. This is the third in the series. And Chester is a much sought after speaker, and he's a consultant. He's vice president of performance recognition with the O.C. Tanner Recognition Company, which is the world's leading employee recognition firm. And this guy goes around making sure that everybody gets recognized. And I needed a little recognition, so I wanted Chester to join me. Chester, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you having me on.
And you know, as a little bit of a reference to a great comedian who passed away recently, I just don't get no respect around here, Chester. And I could use a little recognition.
Well, listen, I just to give you a little recognition this morning, Jim. I just want to tell you it's a privilege for me to be on a talk show where the host has been voted the top 100 most important radio talk show host by America, you know, in the Talkers magazine. Is that a little good recognition there for
well,
you?
Well, that's pretty good. Chester, I've told my audience that they actually call that group the Heavy 100, and I really kind of took issue with them because on the ladies' behalf, I didn't figure the ladies would want to be called part of the Heavy 100.
Yeah,
and see, if they really wanted to if they really wanted to recognize us, Chester, they'd call us the Radio Gods instead of the Heavy 100.
Exactly, the Radio
see, that's,
Guru.
That's what you would called us, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Talk well, to us know, about it. Talk
I
to us about a carrot.
You're so enthusiastic, and you know Steve Forbes is a good New Jersey guy, and he tells me that if you need a vision of what you can be as an entrepreneur, you got to talk to Jim. So
that's right.
I think you get lots of recognition. I think it's well deserved.
Well, let's talk about how we can spread this around a little bit. A Carrot a Day. Now, this is the third in the series, right?
Yeah, so the first book was Managing with Carrots. It's kind of the business case as to why recognition makes sense. Second book is The 24 Carat Manager. It kind of gives managers, you know, how you do it. It's an allegorical story of how to do it. And then A Carrot a Day is just a daily reminder. What we find, Jim, is that people need a lot of positive touches. You know, if you're just telling your employees once a year how much you love them at the annual banquet, that isn't going to do it. You know, they need daily touches as to why they're important to your organization and what they do is important.
So, well done would be a handy little thing to learn how to say, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, it is. You know, it's funny. We go around the country, as you said, and we talk a lot of conferences. And basically what we say is, look, this is what your mother taught you at her knee, is to say thank you. But what we find even more than that, Jim, is well done, while it's nice, isn't specific enough and doesn't have any impact. You can't just say well done. You know, we got managers kind of wandering around going, hey, well done, well done. Good job, good job. You know, they got the little finger gun thing going, you know. And they blow through a department and figuring that they've done their motivational gig for the day. Like, you know, on your show, you get this motivational minute. Well, it's not just say, good job, have a great day. It gives you a specific story that inspires you for the day. Employees are the same way. You know, I want to tell you, you did a great job, Jim, because you got the invoices out on time. We beat the deadline. We didn't have to pay the penalties. And that's what we're all about, is on-time delivery and accuracy.
So you're saying not just say well done, but explain to them what that good job contributed to everybody's well-being.
Exactly. Specificity. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You can do this with your kids. I mean, if you talk to your kids and you go, hey, great job, great job, or great, you know, little art piece or whatever, it doesn't mean anything to them. You sit down with them and you say, hey, this is a great little finger painting, Billy. You know, tell me about it. What do the colors mean? How did you do it? That's when people know that you're present with them, you know, that you care about what they do because you've gone into the details. And that's where recognition has impact.
Well, and the thing that it does is it personalizes it, especially if you're talking to one individual or even to a team. What you're, the way you're talking about it, it personalizes it, because well done is, as you say, is just, you know, you get that, you buy that by the dozen.
Exactly.
And when you're specific, there's only one of those.
Right, and you've touched on a really important part, Jim, and that is make it personal. Pay attention. You know, it's interesting, in our seminars and stuff, we pass out a little recognition questionnaire that managers can give their employees, and you ask them, how do they want to be recognized? For example, some people love the spotlight. I'm guessing you're one of those. You know, and so
not me.
So when you have a big banquet in the spotlight, that works really well for you. Well, you've got people that are kind of shy, where a personal note or a one-on-one makes more sense. You know,
yeah.
You don't want recognition to be embarrassing. You want it to be motivating.
So you're saying that not only do you need to make the recognition personal, you need to make sure that it lands on that person in a way that they can use it, and that it works. In other words, because you could, it's possible, I guess, to think you were doing a good job and actually not wind up as good a gesture as you intended it for it to be.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. That's very observant of you. I mean, what you want to do is, see, what we believe, Jim, is that recognition is a very powerful way to communicate to your employees what matters most to you. I mean, if you pull up an employee in front of their peers and you present them with an award, whether it's a certificate or a plaque or a Rolex watch or keys to a small European sports car, which is always a great award, by the
That's
way.
That's right.
Yeah. What you've done is you've communicated what you value most in a very powerful way. We talk about strengthening companies through recognition, and we do that by creating memorable recognition moments. For example, you know, I'll bet if I asked you what you got for your birthday, you know, 10 years ago, you couldn't tell me. But if I asked you each award you won in high school or college or throughout your professional career, you could name every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's memorable. It was a presentation. It was in front of peers. You probably walked off with a tangible reminder. You know, we're right in the middle of the baseball playoffs, and I'll tell you what, those guys make a ton of money, but they're all killing themselves for what? For the ring.
That's right.
That symbol of achievement.
Because they hold that ring. When the money's gone, they've still got the ring.
Absolutely. You know, we did this survey, or got a hold of a survey, or 1,010 people surveyed, say, what did you do with your last cash bonus? You know what the number one answer was?
I guess they spent it.
They paid their bill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing memorable about paying
right.
a bill.
You know? Hold on. Chester, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. Before we go to the break, I wanted to mention that this book has every day of the year in it. And where you can, there's a different recognition idea for every day of the year, January, I should say, through December. So check this out. It's called A Carrot a Day, A Daily Dose of Recognition for Your Employees by Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton. And we'll be right back after these messages. We're going to talk about the ROI of recognition right after these messages. We're back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend Chester Elton, the author, the co-author, along with Adrian Gostick, of the book A Carrot a Day, which is the third in the series from the best-selling series, The 24 Carat Manager. And by the way, the foreword's from an old friend of ours, Jeffrey Gittimer. And Chester, one of the things, and folks, when we went to the break, I mentioned that every day of the year is represented here by day, and here's one for today and in the book, and all the way from January through December, and there's a different thought, a different motivational thought on each page. And Chester, won't you show us what today's is?
Well, yeah, October 12th, and actually, this one I really like. It's from Princess Diana, the Princess of Wales, and she said, you know, I think the biggest disease the world suffers from in this day and age is the disease of people feeling unloved. And I think, you know, that really does strike to the heart of what we do. You know, your employees want to know that they're important and feel good about what they do. And when you recognize them for that, they become champion employees. You know, I mean, we all remember, you know, in kindergarten when we got the gold star and we sat up a little straighter and we paid a little more attention and we felt a little better about ourselves. And, you know, that's one of the ROIs of recognition is self-esteem. Now, you know, that makes your mother proud of you that you've done the right thing, but I'm sure what your listeners are looking for is what's the bottom line impact?
Well, you know, exactly. But the thing, let me say this. small business owners aren't successful in the 21st century if they can't learn how to motivate folks, because, you know, it's not enough just to want to be a leader. You got to find people who will follow you. And exactly. and so in the 21st century, the only people who will follow you are the people who believe in you. They can, because they have other options. One of the things we have in the 21st century, whether we're employees or consumers or owners, is we have options. And the 21st century employee can go lots of places. And so we have to do more than just provide people with a job. We have to give them a reason to want to be here. And so and also we want to do the right thing. The people around us are like our family. Our employees are more like family than employees a lot of times. And so those are some of the reasons why small business owners do motivate their employees. But there's another way to make sure that we don't forget, and that's the ROI opportunity.
Well, you bet. You've hit the nail right on the head there. You know, it used to be kind of old school was, you know, managers or business owners would say, look, I don't care if my people like me as long as they respect me. And I think that's a bunch of crap. You know, Kozes and Posner did this wonderful study on leadership, and they said, what's one of the great attributes of great leaders as opposed to just average leaders? And they came back to affection, that great leaders lead people, and their followers and the people they work with have great affection for them. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to be there. They want to be a part of, like you said, it's a family. And I would submit to you that in small businesses, the ROI and recognition is critical, because you don't have that many people to make mistakes with. You know what I mean? You may have or seven employees or 10 or 12 employees, and you need every one of them engaged in your noble cause, which is your business.
That's
where I think recognition really has a high ROI. Now, having said that, let me tell you, we've worked with Marriott, we've worked with Avis Rental Car, and on and on and on. And they've actually been able to correlate that what happens with recognition is that you have higher retention and higher engaged employees. We've actually set up programs where they can track the number of times managers have given recognition, whether it be informal or formal, put it in a matrix grid, and then correlate that to productivity in a group, turnover in a group, and it's ridiculous, Jim. I mean, it is a one-to-one correlation that managers that use recognition on a regular basis have higher engaged and more profitable employees. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, and for small businesses, turnover is a killer, especially when it's turnover with people that we need to keep. I mean, the one thing that we don't do all that good a job at is finding and hiring the right people. We're not as good as we ought to be, but when we do make that happen and it clicks and we've got good folks, we need to be able to hang on to them, because as you know, Chester, we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. And if we find people who can actually wear several hats and who enjoy doing that, we need to love them up all we can and make sure they stay with us.
You bet. That's the big payoff, I think, in a recognition strategy is retention. You know, KFC is one of the most profitable fast food chains in America, and it's because they have the lowest turnover. Now, they still have turnover in the 200 percentile, but if you can get a 16-year-old kid to stay another 4 or 5 weeks,
yeah,
it's huge to your bottom line.
That's right.
I mean, we don't worry about involuntary turnover. You know, those are the people you fire. It's what you said. It's the voluntary turnover. People have options. And I'll tell you, it's interesting. We've talked to top performers that have left their organizations, and we've asked them, why did you leave? Now, a lot of people say, well, they're leaving for more money. Well, not usually.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting. Top performers that we've talked to, they've said, I left because nobody asked me to stay.
Right.
And see, what we're saying is with recognition, when you pull up an employee in front of their peers and you present them with an award, what you're saying is you're important, we value you, and stay. And I think that's the biggest payoff is when you get those people that are engaged. Like you say, you love them up. Now, managers come back to me and they say, but if you do it too much, it loses its impact. You know, and we say, no, not if you're specific in your praise and you really mean it.
If it doesn't, if you're not just broadcasting praise, you know, in a generic way, but if you're specific, then it's different every day, isn't it?
Right. Now, you're happily married. You got two great kids and two great grandkids. How often do you tell your wife you love her?
Well, as often as she tells me to. No, every day. And if I know, she reminds me. Hey, Chester, I got to stop you for a second. You're wandering off into some dangerous territory. Give us your website, please.
Well, www.carrotbooks.com.
Carrotbooks.com. Wherever books are sold, right?
That's right, and on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
A carrot a day. Chester, will you come back another day?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure.
It's been fun. Thanks for being here. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. A Carrot a Day is the book. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
You're gonna want me for your girl.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.